This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of the Rosa Coney Historical Society. This is the last part of a story written by Earl Chapin about Dr. Parker from Warroad. It was included in the book Remembrances, compiled by Hazel Warburg. An amusing sidelight on Dr. Parker and his times is provided by Captain Faye Young of Warroad, who for some 40 years operated a boat line on Lake of the Woods. A man was on his way back to the Angle when he came down with influenza and died. The funeral services were held in the back of the hardware store. To perform the service, we found a bibulous preacher who was hanging around to pick up a few bucks during the epidemic. About 12 of us were there, and the preacher was orating about the boat of friends who had come to pay their last respects to the dead, when he made a dramatic gesture and fell over the coffin, dead drunk. This unexpected climax started one of the men, who jumped backward, and a grindstone fell on top of him. Lou was out colder than a jackfish, so we took him by the neck and knees and carted him around the corner and up the stairs to Parker's office. We laid him out on the floor, and Doc came over and peered at Lou and said, "Tee-hee, what you got there, boys?" Doc got down on his knees and listened to Lou's chest and looked under his eyelids. He went to his medicine cabinet and poured into a glass a little of this and that, including a dose of strychnine. Presently, he went back to the strychnine bottle, looked at it, and poured in another measure. "Tee-hee," he said. "Kill or cure?" He went over and slapped Leo on the cheeks, lifted up his head, and poured the concoction into him. In a couple of minutes, Lou was up and going good as ever. The influenza epidemic of 1917 was Dr. Parker's Gethsemane. His wife contracted pneumonia, which was complicated by a heart condition. Though he called the doctor in from Rosa for assistance, she died. Grief-stricken and overcome with self-reproach, he quit his practice. He went to Flin Flon, Manitoba to be with his wife's brother, but it was not long before he answered the call of his profession and joined the staff of the hospital there. When he returned to Warroad a year later, he was met by a deputation of citizens who successfully petitioned him to resume his practice. In 1928, Parker remarried. The fire fiend, which appeared so frequently in newspaper reports of those days, was Dr. Parker's constant companion. A 13-room sanitarium with drugstore, laboratory, and offices burned before it was open. His 14-bed Warroad Hospital was destroyed also, and with it his library, surgical instruments, and everything but the post office address. Not content with building hospitals and serving as physician to a scattered wilderness population, Parker once launched into music publishing business, producing a number of his own compositions. He also had a pheasant farm, which underwent a number of vicissitudes and resulted in a net loss of $2,000 when the fire fiend had made his last subtraction. Among Parker's idiosyncrasies was a deep distaste of being confined to a hospital himself. Taken to one for the first time when he was 80, he requested that his wife be allowed to stay with him overnight. Told that this was against the regulations, he protested that there was an old woman who slept on the cot in my room all last night. The woman proved to be the nurse. Parker waited until he was alone, put on his clothes, and walked home. Parker never regretted leaving England. He had made his peace with destiny. Whatever my hand found, I did it with all my heart. He seldom talked about the family mansion of his childhood, though a picture of the Parker Manor hung in his simple home. He mentioned to me once that grandfather wrote the history of Rome in 14 volumes. He spent two fortunes at it and dug up all the ruins in the country. Of his father, he said, he published lots of books. When Parker died, his wife told me to take whatever mementos of him I wished. His mortar and pestle is on the shelf in my library. The other thing I chose was a poem, which was a favorite of his. It tells of an angel who was taking an old doctor up to Glory's gate. But when passing close to Hades, the angel murmured, "Wait, I've got a place to show you. It's the hottest place in hell, where the ones who never pay you in torment always dwell. And behold, the doctor saw there his old patients by the score, and grabbed up a chair and fan and wished for nothing more. I can see him now, sitting there, dribbling cigar ashes on his four in hand. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.